prayer that works. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with meditation, prayer that works. Yes. So many times we think about prayer and beseeching someone else or something outside of ourselves to bring about good in our life. We say, God, I'll be a good person if you'll bring peace on earth. God, I'll do this, I'll do that. And you see, all these things that we say are sort of misunderstanding what meditation is all about, what prayer is all about. Prayer is the awareness that whatever we seek in our heart, it exists already, and we merely reveal it. Prayer means that whatever we think about in our heart, it exists already, and we reveal it from our heart, in our heart, in our life, in our affairs. And you say, well, man, I think about money, I think about health, I think about happiness, I think about peace on earth, I think about all these things, and they don't exist. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. The more you think about things, the more you empower them to be your experience. Now, you think about a broken leg, and you can have a broken leg. I don't have a broken leg when I think about a broken leg. Oh, yes, you do. You have a broken leg in your consciousness. And you watch. If you maintain the thought of a broken leg in your consciousness, you'll have it. Now, why not think something like, I'm independently wealthy? Oh, well, wouldn't everybody like to be independently wealthy? What kind of prayer is that? Well, that's living in the abundance of the universe, in the abundance of the allness of the universe. In the universe, there is no limit. In the universe, the supply is universal, available to everyone at whatever time, moment, whatever decision they have to take it and choose it and enjoy it. Now, how can you enjoy being independently wealthy? That's a pretty good one, isn't it? Huh? I am independently wealthy. You say, boy, what a joke. I look at my finances and they don't look independently wealthy to me. Well, stop looking at your finances. Stop looking at what appears to be at the moment. Stop looking at whatever the illusion is that you're going through and start looking at the experience that you want to have. Start looking at yourself being independently wealthy. What does it mean for you to be independently wealthy? Well, this is certainly not a prayer that works. Oh, yes, it is. This is meditation, prayer that works. Whatever things I think about, whatsoever things are good before it, these are the things I think about. But the thoughts of my heart and the meditations of my mind, it is done unto me according to my belief. Philosophers, psychologists, religious thinkers have taught this all through time, and we have chosen to be ignorant of it. There's a film out now, it's called The Secret, as though it's revealing the secret that we attract things to us. And I take umbrage with that word. I would rather have it, we reveal things in our life. That's the real secret. It already exists and we reveal it. But if we're going to attract something, that means that it's coming from somewhere else. If we're going to attract something, it means that it doesn't already exist in our experience and in our beingness. And if it already exists, and that's why I am revealing it in my life, then I must be careful of the words that I use. I'm revealing what I already am. I'm not attracting something that I'm not. Because you cannot attract anything that you are not, because you will always be having that which you are not. The film goes on to point all these things out, but I just take word umbrage with that particular word, because the word attract means that it's not yours now. I would just replace that word with reveal. We reveal by our thought. We reveal by our prayer. Yes, that's right. Our prayer reveals to us who and what we are. Our prayer reveals to us what we're thinking about. And if we're going to think about limitation, if we're going to think about lack, then that is our experience. But that's what I'm experiencing now. That's right. You're thinking about it and you're experiencing it. So now, let's just make a switch, you know? Think a happy thought. You heard that. Yeah, but that's for kids. No, it is for everybody. Think a happy thought. Think a happy thought and have a happy experience. Think a happy thought and you are meditating on a happy experience. Think a happy thought and know a happy thought and be a happy thought and reveal that which is within you by that happy thought. That happy thought is about something that already exists. And it's just a matter of, do you want to claim it in your life? Do I want to claim it in my life? Then if I do, and if you do, then that's what I think about. That's all that I think about. That's all that I meditate upon. That's all that I pray about. I say to myself, I am independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. Oh, you're being stupid. No, you're not. This is the law of cause and effect. Whatever cause I put in motion, the effect must follow. And that is the truth. Because when I put a thought in motion, that then I am going to reveal the divinity. I'm going to reveal the unlimited substance within me. I'm going to reveal my perfect health. I'm going to reveal my divinity. I'm going to reveal all that is. I'm going to reveal the peace on earth that's always been there. I'm going to reveal my independent wealth, which has always been there. My independent wealth has always been there, is always there, never leaves me. It's just that I haven't been giving it my attention so that it can be revealed in my life. That's it. Isn't that a nice word? Revealed? Revealed in my life. Yes, revealed. And this is what it's all about. Are you ready to reveal it in your life? Why, I sure am ready to reveal it in my life. Prayer that works is prayer that we give consistent thought to. Prayer that we give consistent awareness to, but prayer that recognizes that whatever it is we're praying about already exists. If we're praying about the illness of another, that already exists. If we're praying about the good health of another, that too already exists. Now, which do we want to reveal in the life of our friend or in our own life? Do you want to reveal that you're independently wealthy? Then think only upon independently wealth. What would you do with your money? How would you enjoy it? Can you see yourself living comfortably, enjoying it? Living opulently, if you wish. There's no limit. There's no limit. Wealthy, wealthy people who have all the money in the world cannot think of enough ways to spend it because they want to be involved in every activity in which they spend their money. And to be involved in every activity in which you spend your money, that takes your personal time. That takes your personal attention. And you and I now give our personal time and our personal attention to being the positive prayer that works. We live in the meditation of who and what we are, and we reveal it because it's already there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Put that in your thought. Put that in your life. Put that in your world, and watch that miracle take place. It's a simple thing, but it is very definite. And it's up to you to decide if that's what you want to do. Prayer that works, meditate upon that which already exists. And as you meditate upon that which already exists, just watch. It's already done. I love you. I love you. I love you.